USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that became a rallying point for white supremacists and helped inspire their infamous 2017 rally in Charlottesville will be hoisted off its pedestal this weekend and sent to storage, officials announced Friday. The Lee statue and another Confederate tribute nearby are both scheduled to be removed Saturday, nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the Unite the Right rally. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed concerns over the Biden administration's announcement of a plan to go door to door, providing assurance that the government was not keeping tabs on who is or is not immunized.
Targeted community by community door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
General Motors is recalling more than 400,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. because the side airbags can explode and spew parts into the cabin. The recall covers certain 2015 and 2016 Chevrolet and GMC Sierra 1500, 2500, and 3500 trucks. Documents posted Friday by U.S. safety regulators say the airbag inflator can rupture or the end cap can fly off on both sides of the trucks. GM says it has no reports of injuries. Two Americans are among those involved in the assassination of the Haitian president.
A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday, adding that 17 have been detained, including the Americans. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced a new counterterrorism intelligence official to the department's senior leadership team. Mayorkas said in a Friday announcement to DHS staff that John Cohen, coordinator for counterterrorism at DHS, will now also serve as acting head for the Office of Intelligence and Analysis. John has over 3 decades of experience in law enforcement, counterintelligence, and homeland security, Mayorkas said in the Friday memo. Gas prices continue to rise. Here's Tim Berg with more.
According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of gas is expected to increase between 10 and 20 cents a gallon nationwide by August. A AAA spokesman saying gas demand and more expensive crude oil prices are pushing gas prices higher. The group adding crude oil prices are likely to surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is headlining an August 5th fundraiser for the New York State Republican Party. The ticket asking price is $1,000 to attend the reception, $5,000 for the reception and a Trump photo op, and $25,000 for a coveted roundtable and picture with the former president. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.